it's gone hot and dry.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Freak Show Friday is your chance to come on the air and kind of share your little story. Maybe you think yourself, you know, I'm kind of a freak. I'm a little weirdo. Maybe your friends, you know, tell you you're a little bit different. Whatever it is, we like to hear it. Sometimes we help. Sometimes we're just, wow, that's freaky. You can get on the show for Freak Show Friday. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Also, if you follow us on social media, that's another way, on Twitter and Instagram, @joeandalexshow. And just send us a direct message, and then we'll go from there. Today, we're talking to Grant, and I guess you have a dating problem, or you're a freak because of something. What's going on, Grant?
I'm just going to say it. I'm dating my mom.
You're dating your mom.
I'm sorry. What?
Okay. let me explain a little bit. So my mom and dad got divorced, you know, 3 years ago after my dad cheated on my mom.
Aww.
And so my dad is now with that other woman, and, you know, they've moved away. So, you know, my mom obviously is taking it really hard. She's lost, you know, a lot of her confidence.
Right.
And, you know, she's kind of sad all the time, you know. She doesn't really have anything else going on in her life, so she's kind of obsessed with checking in on me and is, like, constantly calling me, texting me, asking me to come home from college. You know, it's a lot to handle.
Right, that's tough.
She's alone, man. I kind of went through that. I mean, I'm not dating my mom, but I kind of went through that too. I understand where you're coming from.
I know, but it's college. You want to have fun.
No kidding.
Yeah, exactly. So other than me, I guess, the only other real interest she has is on Facebook. And, you know, I just want her to be able to move on and know how great she is because, uh-huh. You know, I mean, clearly my dad has, you know.
Right.
So this is where things started. My roommates came up with an idea of creating a fake Facebook profile and, you know, using a picture we found on the internet of a good-looking dude in his, you know, late 50s. And we named him Charles.
This sounds bad.
Well, the plan was for me to just add my mom on Facebook, acting like this Charles guy, and you know, kind of sliding into her DMs and giving her a compliment, you know, to boost her confidence, you know, to try and get her out, you know, dating. Well, I never thought that she would reply. And
oh no!
Yeah, she did. So. I had to reply, you know.
Why?
So she thought the guy was being serious, you know, about thinking how beautiful she was. You know, I had to.
Oh.
Grant, it sounds like you're catfishing your mom. I mean, I'll let you continue, but I don't even know how you would have started with this, but okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, my mom, because like I said, besides me and Facebook, well, she just kept the conversation going, like, nonstop with this fake profile. And, you know, I didn't want the fake guy to ghost her, you know, and leave her more upset.
That would have
been
awful. Ghosting is like the harshest thing in the world.
Exactly. But here's the thing. She's kind of left me alone because of all this. And I mean, my roommates love it because now I can, you know, stay back in town and we can go out.
Oh, she's like less obsessed with you.
Like in real life, she doesn't ask you to come over all the time. Okay, that is nice.
No,
but
no, not at all, you know. So now it's gotten to the point where me and all my roommates take turns messaging, you know, back to my mom as this Charles guy.
My gosh.
So you're all kind of catfishing your mom.
It's like
now.
A messaging ring.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's weird because it's almost like they're dating, you know.
But
this is where it gets really, really weird. Is
it was weird five minutes ago?
I was gonna say,
but I'll let you continue.
Yeah, how can it get weirder?
It gets weirder because my mom has started sending him dirty messages.
No.
Uh-oh. that's not good.
You know, being her son and reading this is one thing, but. I don't want to crush her, you know?
Right.
So we, you know, we sent dirty messages back.
Oh, gosh.
And just
what did you send her then? Like, what are in these dirty messages? Because I can't imagine sending a dirty message to my mom.
Okay, so we nicknamed her boobs, for instance, Oprah and Gail.
Who?
Oprah and Gail, you know.
Oh my gosh.
This is so bizarre.
But no, here's what's bizarre. Okay. So my mom has now been begging the Charles profile to send her a D pic.
No.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I can't say no because, you know, it would have humiliate her. So I don't know. I guess the question is, do I send it to her boxers on or boxers off?
What?
You neither.
Know? No.
Neither.
What? No, 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 Grant.
You can't send your mom a picture of you naked or in your boxers.
Why?
Well, I mean, she wouldn't. No, it's me.
Okay, 317-239-1009. Grant, hang on, because I don't have any real good advice for this. But my only thought is this, is that if you do send something, why don't you keep it fake and then send, like, a fake photo of somebody else, not yourself? Producer Porkchop, what do you want to say?
She saw it when he came out, right?
Oh,
when
no.
When he was born?
Different.
First of all, I agree that's different. And second of all, I hope it's a little bit different. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
If it didn't grow since then you're in some trouble. That's what happened to me. It never did.
Grant.
All right, Grant, God, hang on the line. The Web Girl, what are we getting in our social media, which is at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram?
Autumn says, definitely don't send a D pic to your mom. And then Aaron says he needs to cut off that relationship ASAP. Kill Charles off or make Charles move. You've busted your mom's confidence in the end now.
You can't kill Charles. She's going to grieve for him.
Wait, I was thinking that's kind of genius, though. Just kill him off. She's not going to grieve that hard. It's not like they're that serious.
Oh, Grant, I don't know what to tell you, but we got some people on the phone that would like to help you out, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, 317-239-1009. Andrea on the Joe and Alex Show. You're appalled.
I'm very appalled.
Why?
Well, his mom's already been through a loss, a devastating loss, which is a divorce after however many years. And then now he's playing with her emotions by creating somebody that she's probably falling for because have you seen Catfish?
That's what I said.
Yes. Those people are always so devastated. And this is his own mother. You know, her own son's doing this to her.
I mean, his intentions were good. It's not like did this.
No, his intentions were not good. His intentions were to clear up his time because his mom was wanting him.
Well,
wanting
and to give her confidence to go out there and start dating again and to, like, make her feel like she is, like, desired by someone. Don't you think?
I'm sorry. I disagree. No, I really disagree. I feel like he may have wanted to help her out, but it's turned into something way, way worse. And she's going to be devastated just emotionally. And I really don't agree.
Thank you, Andrea, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Stephanie, what do you say? Mom can what?
Not find out about this.
So what? How?
I just mean, like, she cannot find out that it's him or else she's going to be devastated.
Right. So he just needs to play
and
along.
Disturbed. Well, I think he needs to find a way to cut it off. But if I were her, I would be extremely disturbed. I found out my son and all of his college buddies were catfishing me.
Yeah, maybe his mom doesn't know what catfishing is. Maybe she's cool with that. Maybe she has, like, a college fantasy. I don't know. Let's talk to Heather on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Grant. What would you tell Grant right now?
Ghosting her would be much better than her finding out that it was you and your friends, never being able to come around any of your college friends without being completely mortified. And, I mean, regardless if your dad was cheating on her, that goes a lot deeper than what she would experience if you cut this guy off and just ghosted her.
Heather, I don't think anybody's answered Grant's question that he left off with, and what would you say?
Does he send her a pic?
Yeah, well, no. Does he send it with boxers on or off?
I mean, it's not really boxers are on, but he probably shouldn't send it to begin with.
See, I don't know about that. Like, ghosting hurts. That, like, digs deep, hits you in your weak spot. So I don't know about that. But Jennifer Cooper on Twitter said, start saying weird stuff so she rejects you. Join some weird Rillian. The government is after you. Abducted by aliens. Whatever would make her dislike you.
Or political. God, I hate when people get really political. That's what you do. You find out whatever party she's in, and you're, like, the opposite. You just, like, nonstop. You're a crazy political person.
That is genius. Or just, like, start to just say, like, weird things. Like, a lot of, like, conspiracy theory. Like, you think that you are part alien, something like that.
Have you thought about doing that, Grant? I mean, that's an idea.
I guess. I mean, yeah, just really saying weird things, kind of getting to turn her off and, like, break it off, you know?
Yeah,
that's not bad, because then I guess, you know, she's the one that's in control, you know, taking that step to go, you know what, you're kind of nuts. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Just depends how desperate your mom is.
Or what you could do is just, like, Google images, but, like, send different ones, so she'll know that, like, it's not really you.
Oh.
That, like, you know, you're someone else. Like a catfish.
Yeah.
So is this what you've done, producer Porkchop? You send different pics to people?
You sound like very experienced in this, Porkchop.
Oh, no.
Let's take one more call for some advice here. Is that Kena?
Kenna. Yes,
hey,
Kenna.
No problem. What would you say about this whole situation with Grant, who in a roundabout way is dating his mom?
I honestly think it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. I mean, I listen to your show a lot, and this is probably the weirdest Freak Friday ever, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like talking to my dad, and whether or not this guy thinks he's dating his mom, like, he's dating his mom. Like, that's weird. No boxer pick, no pick at all. You need to, like, let her down nicely, a way that, like, hey, you know, like, this is, I don't really want to do online, blah, 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 whatever, but, like, that's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Now, let's flip the roles here, okay? Let me ask you this. You bring up your father. What if you had a communication on Facebook with your dad and, you know, like, he wanted to see your boobs? Would you send him your boobs or somebody else's?
Or just with the bra.
Oh, my God. I just can't even imagine. It just, like,
But his intentions were good. I kind of feel bad for Grant now.
No, and I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, I don't know. People think their intentions are good and then end up, I mean, the truth always comes out. Like, I honestly think that this guy, like, his mom is going to be played a fool, and, like, that's worse. Like, he doesn't want his mom to be played a fool, you know? Like, and honestly, like, it's so hard for me to answer that, because I would never, ever start a fake thing for my dad. And I would never send him my boobs. I would never send him friends' boobs. Like, that's just so weird to me.
Is your dad attractive?
Like, I mean, my dad's, I mean, I don't know. My friends think he is, but, like, ooh. I mean, he's a great looking guy. I love my dad. He's my best friend, but, like,
so it might work. So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, my God, no. No.
All right, I'm going to mark you down as sending your own boobs. Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God. No.
You're so weird. I can't believe you're calling in for this. All right, Grant, I don't know if we got you a solution here. I think people all agree this is definitely freaky, not good, and you should discontinue it. But I don't think we actually have a solution for you as of how to end it.
Yeah, no. I'll have to give it some thought. I guess the best I heard was just, you know,
weird her out.
Weird her out to the point where she's like, you're crazy. You know, I definitely don't know about that whole dying thing, because wouldn't that still be kind of like ghosting her? Because how would she know? It's not like
literal
Charles
ghosting.
Would send a message saying
you could go on there and be like, hey, this is, you know, Grant or whatever the guy.
This is Charles's best friend. Like, he told us about her, about you. But yeah, honestly, I just want to say you're welcome to all the people out there, because we probably made you feel like the best daughters and sons today. Because you all probably have never done this. I feel good about myself. I'm sorry, Grant.
Well, no, I'm proud of you for sure. Hey, Grant, thanks for calling in for Freak Show Friday. If you couldn't get through, I mean, Grant will check it on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Do we have it posted anywhere else or just pretty much there?
Yes, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can sign to our DMs on Instagram and Radio Now 100.9. I'll post it on Facebook.
I'm going to call Neve and Max.
Yes, perfect. See what they say.